Taking a look first at your local and regional news. Governor Gretchen Whitmer approved releasing state funding on Friday to help feed Michigan residents who are impacted by the federal government's shutdown of food programs for the needy. The state will award $4.5 million to the Food Bank Council of Michigan to feed those who are impacted by the federal government shutdown of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits on November the 1st. The state's funding for food will help to ease the food insecurity for more than 1 million people in the state. The United States Department of Agriculture, Food and Nutrition Services is the nation's largest food assistance program. Approximately 1.4 million people in Michigan receive federal SNAP benefits. Of that number, about 43% are families with children, and about 36% are families with members who are older adults or disabled. And another local and regional news for today. Lapeer County residents whose property is in one of the surrounding school districts will be going to the polls on Tuesday, November the 4th, to vote on the school's ballot request. The Brandon School District is asking voters to approve a $39.5 million proposal that will be used for security, technology, equipment, buses, remodeling, athletic fields, as well as other improvements. Approval of the ballot request will not come with a tax increase. The Davison School District will be asking voters to renew 1.3497 mills for 10 years to continue funding the sinking fund. For more information about the ballot request for the Brandon School District, you can always go to brandonschooldistrict.org. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
We are mercy on a mission. Together we bring hope and healing.
Millions live with treatable conditions, but no access to surgery. Mercy Ships changes that. For 50 years, our hospital ships have brought free, life-changing surgeries, restoring health, dignity, and hope. Learn more at mercyships.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Israel says the remains of three hostages have been handed over from Gaza and will be examined by forensic experts as a month-old ceasefire continues to hold. U.S. President Donald Trump later on Sunday indicated that one of the hostages' return was Omar Nutra, an American-Israeli citizen. A Hamas statement earlier said the remains were found Sunday in a tunnel in southern Gaza. Before Sunday, Palestinian militants had released the remains of 17 hostages, with 11 remaining in Gaza since the ceasefire began on October the 10th. Militants have continued to release one or two bodies every few days. Israel has urged them to progress faster and in certain cases has said that the remains that were given weren't of any hostage that was taken. And in other national and international news, Energy Secretary Chris Wright says that new tests of the U.S. nuclear weapon system ordered up by President Donald Trump will not include nuclear explosions. Wright said in a Fox News interview on Sunday, quote, clarifying the Trump administration's plans. Trump, in a social media post last week, said that he had, quote, instructed the Department of War to start testing our nuclear weapons on an equal basis. And President Trump, in the days since making that pronouncement, has been coy around reporters when asked about whether he was actually ordering the resumption of explosive testing of nuclear weapons or calling for the testing of U.S. systems that could deliver a nuclear weapon. He has remained noncommittal in his answers. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, November the 2nd of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.